KNX 1070 AM and HD, KTWV HD3 Los Angeles. Streaming now at KNX1070.com.
Happy National Punctuation Day! Exclamation mark. It was invented 7 years ago by a Northern California former journalist named Jeff Rubin. We asked him, why do so many people ignore punctuation these days? Is it because they've gotten lazy or they just never learned?
It's that, and it's text messaging, and it's sloppy writing on email, but I think it really started about 30 years ago with the introduction of the method of whole language teaching in the schools. Whole language, the whole emphasis was on children expressing themselves, and they felt that if the kids could express themselves, the grammar and the spelling and the punctuation would come. Kind of like that movie with Kevin Costner where he said, if you build it, he will come. In this case, they felt as long as the kiddies can express themselves, everything else will come. Well, it didn't come.
So what is the punctuation man's biggest pet peeve?
Oh, it's the it's thing. The incorrect use of the apostrophe. It drives me nuts. It's outside of the period, which means stop. It's so simple. Here's the rule. If it's plural, there's no apostrophe. How hard is that? And yet, that is the most common error I see. Apples, APPLE apostrophe S. It's infuriating. The 1990s apostrophe S. The apostrophe is not possessive.
Rubin and his wife carry out a year-round crusade for schools to pay more attention to punctuation.
We call it punctuation playtime. We dress up in silly costumes. I wear a red cape with an exclamation point on the back, and I call myself Punctuation Man. We go into schools, and it's a 45-minute assembly. We teach the kids 13 punctuation marks. We teach them a rap song. We play games like the punctuation relay and pin the punctuation mark on the sentence. And you would be stunned how much the kids retain after 45 minutes. We'll go into a school a year or two later, and the kids will remember us because they had us a year or two before. And they know all the answers. They remembered what we taught them.
It's National Punctuation Day founder Jeff Rubin, period. This is KNX 1070 News Radio, Friday, September 24th. I'm Tom Huell.